What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Virtuous Diva in Company, with a little bit of Ladies and Gents podcast episode for the bold and the beautiful. Now, if you can get that in your spirit, you know that this message is for you. Now, in Ladies and Gents podcast episode for the bold and the beautiful, I speak about relationships, you know, news events, you know, the different topics in between. And in the likeness of my conversation, I would love to interview people. Don't get me wrong, you know, but this is a season for me to just to get some things off my chest and some things, you know, that I, you know, gone through in my lifetime of living in these 45 years. And, you know, I suppose that there are times that we want to grow, we want to change, we want to be the better we won't have the betterment of our own character. And sometimes that's a hard pill to swallow because we're so used to giving everybody advice, but we don't take our own pills. We don't take our own medicines Monday through Sunday. And that can be a hard revelation in this day and time because there's so much information out there. And a lot of the information is recycled information. People are just grabbing it from different portals and they're giving it, they're putting it in their own wisdom box and they're giving it out. Now, if this information is not, you know, in Wikipedia, my thing is, you know, do you take it seriously? I don't know. I don't know if you're just getting it from Google. I don't know. But today our topic is about growing pains. And I gather that, you know, we all have gone through this, you know, area of in our life where we've had to, you know, go through a little trials and many tribulations and many ups and downs and many valleys and many mountaintops. And the reason why I say growing pains is because it's painful to grow. It's painful to change. It's painful to put away certain habits, certain environments, certain people, places, and things. And I mean that wholeheartedly. And when I say environment as well, too. And I say that, you know, when it comes to growing pains, we are definitely in our seasons where we want to grow. We want to be better. We want to build our character. We want to get we want to be educated. We want to be helpful. We want to, we just want. But we don't think about what we need. You know, you think about growing pains when you grow as an individual, as from a toddler to, you know, a preteen to an adult. You know, your body is growing. You know, sometimes, you know, you get to an older age, things start to ache and you have these different pains in your body. You're like, goodness, I didn't feel this in my teens. I didn't feel this in my, when I was a child. I didn't feel these things, but the older I got, I start to have these aches and pains. Well, you growing at that time. Nothing was relevant to you and nothing seemed that important until you got older and you started to feel these aches and pains in your body. And I relate this to our lives of growing because sometimes the growing pains are necessary. You know, the pain of a relationship or a pain of, you know, when it comes to being married, you know, sometimes things, people grow apart, people change and they evolve over time. And that's where we have this disconnect when you are changing and evolving and some things don't sit right with you. Certain things don't, you know, they don't stick to you like they used to. You know, it's like a magnet you put on a refrigerator and it's stuck there. But then when, you know, you put it on something else, it no longer sticks because it's not magnet, it's not attached to it. And I think sometimes when we're going through these growing pains and we get around certain people, certain things just don't stick as they used to. You know, you thought as a child, you maneuvered as a child, but then you became an adult and you put away childish things. And now these things don't, you know, you don't adapt to that. So these are what you call growing pains, because sometimes we want to adapt, but we don't want these things to adapt to us. We don't want these things to stick to us in so many words. And I've realized over time that, you know, my growing pains have been, you know, things that sit in my spirit, you know, having that spiritual discernment. And I'm like, wow, that, you know, that just don't sit right with me. That I don't feel that anymore. That's not the conversation I want to have. That's not the place I want to be. Or that no longer serves me. And these are growing pains. This is all about change. You know, I was talking to a good friend of mine a couple of days ago, and I was like, wow, we sit here and we pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. You know, snot crying and, you know, going in into convulsions and, you know, acting a certain way. And we are praying for change. But then when it comes and knocks on our door, we do not answer the door. We ignore it. We sit there and act like we don't hear it. We sit there and pretend like, oh, that doc is not for me. And it is for you. You know, I hear many people say over and over and over again, oh, I want to change this and I want to change this and I want to be this and I want to be. Yeah, that may happen over time. But when the change come, are you willing to answer the call? You know, many are called, few are chosen. You have to choose to change. You have to choose to go through that growing pain. To me, it's a sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice in order to not just be called, to be chosen in that season that you're in? Sometimes we miss it. We miss that growing pain because we are so comfortable. We are so comfortable in our comfortability that we don't want to change this when it comes to these growing pains. You know, it's okay if you don't. I feel like it's okay if you don't. You're just not there. You know, but I say be careful what you tell people because they're going to remind you of what you said or what you said you're going to do or what you said you're going to have a goal to set to do these things. And it's okay to have an accountability part. Just make sure you're accountable. You know, make sure that you're following through with what you said because you lead people into this valley that you want to do a thing. But once again, once it comes and it meets you where you're at, you tend to ignore it. You know, so when I talk about growing pains, I talk about the pain of discomfort, the pain of the fact that you want to do a thing that's so comfortable, that means so much to you, that you have this comfortability to not grow in an area where you fall short. And many of us do. You know, many of us are willing to say, you know what, I fall short in this area. A lot of times people won't say anything. You can hear it in their conversation. You can hear it in their ability to say, you know what, I ain't there. You know, and I feel like that's okay. It's okay to not be there. But be mindful that the people who are striving to get there may not agree with you all the time for where you are. You know, they may want to grow in the area and they may want to seek higher, you know, they want to seek higher ground. You know, they don't want to stay stuck in a place they're growing from. And a lot of times, you know, in this day and time, it's like, well, I ain't fooling with such and such because I'm not there anymore. You know, maybe God has you in their life in order to help them grow. Now, if you're going to help someone grow in their growing pains, just be mindful because that same spirit can jump on you. That same vulnerability and that same comfort can jump on you. And you have to be watchful for that. You have to be mindful of that because that same thing that you've been praying for change for, it can come right back around. And the test is, have you really changed? You know, I say this for myself. I'm not pointing a finger at anybody. You know, if this message is for you, God bless it. If it's not, that's okay. But I say this for myself because we get into this place. I can speak for myself. I get in this place. I get on the phone. I start talking about stuff that happened way back yonder. Things I cannot change, people I cannot change, the past I cannot change, the things that probably hurt me and hinder me the most, I have to understand that these are my growing pains. I went through that for a season. I went through that with that person for a season. Now I'm growing. It's painful to grow past your past. It can be very hard to grow past an area where you were, you know, you didn't have understanding or things hurt you more than they've ever hurt you. Or a person did something wronged you in a way, or they demised you in a way. These are growing pains, even with people. You know, I say that even in relationship, even in marriage, you know, a lot of times it's hard to grow with a person because if we're not elevating together, we're deflating. You know, one person can be growing, the other person can be, you know, stuck on crazy. I ain't gonna say stuck on stupid, but I'm gonna say stuck on crazy. You know, and most of the time, you got somebody that's willing to go through these growing pains with you. Who going to stand by your side, who going to fight the good fight, who going to have the faith that you have, who going to stand on business. And those growing pains grow into grow into areas of life where you see the growth, you see the prosperity, you see the faithfulness. Those are good growing pains. But if you're with a person and you realize that this growing pains is more painful than it is joyful, then you need to rework your plan. Because you have not grown in that area. I would rather have these growing pains in life. You know, it's like a woman in labor. You know, over time, her stomach grows and grows and grows and grows, you know, until it gets to the point where she goes through this laboring pain. That's a growing pain. That pain is the child being birthed through the birth canal. And on the other side, now a baby is born. And now she remembers that pain no more. So we look at the difference of growing pains and being happy that you've gone through this growing pain, but even also getting to a place where this growing pain does not keep you in sorrow. It does not keep you in a place of bondage. It does not keep you in a place where you cannot maneuver. So you go through these different growing pains and seasons. You know, and I had to stop myself and say, wow, why do I get to a point where I'm on the phone and I'm talking about things that are not relevant to this time? Well, I think sometimes I talk about it because they no longer hurt me. I'm giving people understanding, like, I'm still standing in a place I should have been weary, in a place I should have lacked, a place I should have failed and stayed there, a place I could have stayed stuck, you know, in a place I could have not, you know, come out of. You know, I tell my story in a sense to let people know, hey, you can do this. You can keep going. You can strive to the mountaintop, or you can either stay in your valley. You know, and I feel like God gives us those choices and decisions, you know, based upon our faith, you know, based upon the faith that you want to grow. You know, it's going to be painful to grow. It's going to be painful to get out that habit. It's going to be painful to stop what you've been doing for so many years. It's going to be painful to stop lying. It's going to be painful to not manipulate and be a narcissistic towards other people. It's going to be painful to forget what your mom did. It's going to be painful to forget what your dad did or how your brothers or sister treated you. It's going to be painful because that job let you go. It's going to be painful. But these are growing pains. These are things that people don't prepare you for. These are things that the school may not prepare you for. But life itself, as you embrace it, as you say, you know what? I got to count this all joy. I got to count this all joy in the simple fact that this is part of life. I'm going to have some ups and I'm going to have some downs. I'm going to have downs. I'm going to have some valleys and I'm going to have some mountaintops. But I would rather be we all would rather be at the mountaintop. Can I get amen? Amen, somebody. We would all rather stay at our mountaintop. But in order to go get to the mountaintop, we got to go down to get up. We got to go down to get up. We got to go down to get up. And that's all about building our character. No, I'm not saying allow people to come in and demolish your character or put you down or say what it is that you've done in the past. You know, check them on that. You know, stand on business. You know, don't let a person keep you there. Don't let a person, because that's where their mindset is at. Don't let them keep you there. Don't even let yourself keep you there. Allow these growing pains to take place. Because I believe that it is evident, it is important, it is remarkable how things turn out. It is remarkable at the way God can open these doors to the fact that you've gone through these things and people have been around to see it. Hello, somebody. People have been around to see you go through these growing pains and they can understand, like, wow. I remember when she was at her low. I remember when he was doing this. I remember, and I've seen the manifestations of God in their life. I've seen how they allowed things to turn around for the good, the betterment of good. I've seen these things. So I say this, you know, that's my favorite word to say, or my favorite little notion to say. I say this to say this wholeheartedly. Embrace your growing pains, because it only gets better once you embrace them. The more you sit around and play the victim and feel sorry and think that you got to get your lick back, the lick will come back on you. And then you are licking your own wounds. You know, so I say be mindful. Be mindful in the fact that we all have endured growing pains. I don't say stay stuck in your valley. I say continue to walk you know, with your head held high. Let me get that together. With your head held high in your valley and then on your mountaintop, because it only builds the character and the person you strive to be. Regardless of what people say, regardless of what you've been through, I say embrace that moment. Embrace those growing pains, because on the other side of that is a better you. So this is your girl, Virtuous Diva, and company with a little bit of Ladies and Gents podcast episode for the bold and the beautiful. You guys stay easy and be blessed as always. Deuces.